This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. Good to be with you. If you happen to be new to this event, welcome. The idea is to practice mindfulness meditation together. If you're brand new to meditation, I welcome the opportunity to try to give you some clear guidance. It is my belief that the basics of mindfulness practice are quite simple conceptually, and that they can be practiced by anyone who wants to try. And so what we do is we use our ability to decide where to place our attention. We do it in a remarkably simple way. We focus on elements of our own experience. And that means just some sounds we can hear, sensations we can feel in our bodies, and so forth. The reason we begin this way, most forms of meditation begin in this sort of way, by using attention, bringing attention to something relatively simple. There are actually dozens of approaches. For instance, using a mantra, a repeated phrase in our minds, it's a fine way to practice. We won't do that today, but there is a way of using thoughts, which I'll mention at the end today or in the comments afterwards. But to get going, we simply will use our ability to focus our attention. And I do invite you to set aside any assumptions you may have about how well you can do this or what's supposed to happen. Won't do it perfectly. Indeed, there will be times when we realize the attention has drifted and we were sincerely trying. It seemed kind of easy in a way. And then we realize a few minutes or longer have gone by where our attention has just moved from one thing to another to another. It's actually really interesting. I shouldn't say this probably, but this morning I was meditating and it'd been a while. And it occurred to me I needed to pee. And it occurred to me it was kind of urgent. And I was like, okay, well, let's wrap this up pretty soon. And then another thought caught my attention. And one thought led to another really fast. And like I think like 5 minutes went by and I'm just daydreaming, thinking about this. And then it's like, wait a minute, I need to pee. We need to wrap this up. And it was super interesting. Like, I'd probably meditated like an hour by then. And it's like, it wasn't like I needed to stay or anything. It was a good reminder of how strong this habit of thought can be and how our attention can be wrapped up in it, even though it's a pretty bad B or worse level movie, you know? So anyway, sorry for that diversion. Meditation remains interesting after 40 years of doing it very seriously. And so I invite you to engage with your own experience. Now, as we begin, eyes can be open or closed. You might take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath, maybe even a little sigh with the out breath. This is just one way to begin. Letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear right now. Whatever it may be. Yeah. And notice how easy this is. So, in the midst of everything else that may be going on for you in terms of thoughts or other physical sensations or other sensations, notice that you can decide to focus on what you can hear. It's interesting. We can decide to do that and let it be easy. We don't try to hear everything. We don't have to keep track. There's no test later. Just tuning in to some of the sensations happening as they happen moment after moment. We're not trying to hear what happened before or what will happen. It's just what is happening. We don't try to get something out of the sensations. Just noticing moment after moment some of the sounds that are occurring for us. So focusing on sounds in this way is a fine way to meditate, just this tuning into something relatively simple. Yeah, usually it may not be for you. There may be complicated, unpleasant sounds and so forth. It's also good to practice with our bodies in a similar way. So when you wish, letting your attention settle into your body, noticing what you can notice: head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. So notice we've shifted our attention into our bodies. Just what is there? There may be a lot to notice, or may not be that much. It doesn't matter. Just noticing what there is, vibration, pressure, softness, and so forth. As we feel into our bodies, it can be quite natural to notice that there is something happening relative to the normal breath. So, not breathing deeply the way we began. Just noticing that the abdomen, the chest, slight movement, rising, tensing with the in-breath, falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. The opening of the nose, sensations at the opening of the nose or the upper lip as air comes in with the in-breath, as air leaves. So again, we're not trying to extract something from these sensations. It's just that for many of us, most of the time, the breath is a really good anchor for our attention, for our purposes here. And so just seeing how that works for you, focusing in the abdomen or the chest or at the opening of the nose or upper lip, just knowing when the in-breath begins, when the out-breath begins. The reason we do this is this very activity has good effects for us as human beings. It's a way of cultivating more clarity, stability, tranquility. But we do not have to try to manufacture those states. And so that's where it is an adventure. It's for each of us. If you're new, it's still an experiment. Okay. Even though I teach with confidence, I know that for each person, it is an experiment. What will happen if I try this now? And indeed, even with experience, it remains alive. It's like, what will happen now? We look and see this in-breath now, it begins. This out-breath. Where experience kicks in is we have some degree of confidence that, yes, it w is worth doing, even in those moments when it doesn't seem like it is helping. We can develop that confidence over time. If the breath doesn't feel quite right, there can be times when it's good to focus somewhere else, maybe back to sounds or somewhere else in our bodies, the hands or the feet. But we don't spend too much time trying to get it perfect, because indeed the attention will drift. And as in my story about my own practice this morning, it's like our habits can be strong, right? And it's not dumb. It's our intelligence at work, even when it seems like we're, just wasting time on frivolous daydreaming and so forth. We can respect that this is intelligence at work. The mind is used to paying attention to what needs to be paid attention to, and that doesn't normally mean the sensations connected with the breath, that we don't have to do that to breathe or to monitor the breath. And so quite naturally, something will come to mind. It might make sense. It's like, oh yeah, this is on my to-do list today. I really have to get that figured out. I don't know what to do. Or it might be something that doesn't make sense, just a random memory or daydream. Whatever it is, we recognize thinking. We do not have to squelch the thoughts. Often we'll notice emotion accompanying the thoughts. That also can be part of our mindfulness practice. Oh, wow, this is fear. This is anger. Or this is joy. Whatever we include it in the meditation with difficult emotions, it can be really good to develop that capacity to feel it in our bodies. This physical sensations, often a component and often observable, even if ignored most of the time. Often in the torso. But keep it easy. There's no rush to get something done here. And then coming back. Maybe the next in-breath, just finding it as it begins, and so forth. Do not try to match your experience with some model or some idea to see what is happening. So there is a method to practice. We can learn it and practice with confidence. And then lo and behold, it remains an experiment of what is it like to be alive right now. So we'll take 2 or 3 more minutes for the meditation together. If you have a sort of flow or connection, I invite you to just notice that and appreciate it. If there's a, on the other hand, a sort of sense in which you don't feel like you've begun yet, I invite you courageously to like, that's okay, just kind of like, okay, that's okay. I don't have to rush. I'm here now. Where's my breath? What does this in breath feel like? This out breath. So we're not going to redo anything. We don't need to. But in these moments, what is happening? So thank you. It's good to practice with you. That little pep talk near the end. Yeah, I'm quite serious. Well, already gave a little story at the beginning showing how my mind wanders, even when something urgent. Blah blah blah. Listen, we don't need to revisit that story, but. We each have our own stories, right? And sometimes, even when we're very experienced with meditation, we will notice that, oh my, I've 20 minutes have gone by and I really haven't started yet. I guess I can't meditate today, or I guess maybe I can't meditate at all. No. It's like this is such a real thing that we take an interest, we don't try to fix it or figure out. Necessarily, we might at times, I'll talk about that in a second, but usually the best advice is, okay, this is what's real right now. I'm not going to change the past. Whatever I'm doing to try to influence the future, I do it by being present right now in these moments, in this, not getting too precious about exactly what the present moment means. It's just what's happening right now. And it's very interesting, right? There can be times when we do notice that our attention has been going to a theme, a pattern, a story. And then it can be useful to kind of support our practice with a little bit of intervention. For example, and we've talked about this in different ways over time. I may notice that I've been ruminating about a particular person who I don't like. And it's not just that they've come to mind, and then, but they're kind of my attention. I'm kind of obsessed not in a clinical way. I'm just, they're bothering me. It might be a person in my life with whom there's a problem, and it's an ongoing problem, and it's not solved, or it's getting solved, or it seems unsolvable. And quite intelligently, often our mind goes there because we want to find a solution. It's not dumb to be pissed. It's not dumb to be angry. It's not dumb to want a solution. And it's also very smart to give ourselves some freedom from it. And so we can supplement the basic mindfulness with, the basic mindfulness practice. Just notice, okay, that thought. I'm angry. I'm scared. Okay, this is what it feels like. Back to the breath. We can supplement that with some thoughts. It's like one example would be to practice compassion for that person. And in the most minimal way, I'm a big advocate of very minimal compassion, where we don't try to feel anything. We don't try to change our emotions at all, but we use thoughts, and two thoughts in particular. One is, this person is suffering. The second thought is, may you be free from suffering. And you can do this. I can do this. I think you can do it too. We can do this even while not still being really angry at them or really scared. Just in the midst of what's happening, just turn our attention to those two thoughts. And lo and behold, we can put our hearts into it, right? Number one, this person is suffering. That's probably true, right? So what if we're wrong, right? The probability is extremely high, it's true. Everyone is suffering one way or another, probably. And secondly, may you be free from suffering. Well, even if I don't really muster the strong desire for them to be free from suffering, nonetheless, I can form the thought with integrity, because things would be better if they weren't, almost certainly, right? So we don't need to convince ourselves too much, but it's good to see that it can make sense, that we can form these thoughts. And it is a way of replacing the pattern of thought, which is keeping repeating itself. So I invite you to try that. I use it a lot. Sometimes we will find that our attention is wrapped up in something we want. And again, it can make a lot of sense to want things and so forth. But we can sometimes notice that we're a little too wrapped up in it. And so that we're kind of suffering because of the way that we're wrapped up in this thing that we want, or this event, or this relationship, or whatever. And so we're in the realm of desire, and the way that desire can become a form of suffering, even though the desires themselves might make a lot of sense and do make sense usually. It can be useful to reflect. This is a Buddhist insight. It can be useful to reflect on impermanence in those moments. A very strong phrase, a very interesting phrase that can be a sort of re recollection, is everything that is mine will change and vanish. This is strong medicine. This is very interesting. And this is in a way kind of at the heart of Buddhist insights, that everything that I love, that I value, that is dear to me, will actually change and disappear. Period. And we can use this thought in a healthy way. It's not a nihilistic way in this sort of practice. It's just that reflection that, as I put my life together, as I continue to live, as I continue to pursue what I need and want, I am not on the side of those just with a kind of a blanket condemnation of this. No. But there can be times where we notice that we're a little too wrapped up, so that we're actually suffering because we have this desire. And in those moments, it can be very skillful to bring in this sort of reflection that all that is mine, dear and delightful, will change and vanish. It's very interesting. It can be freeing. So these are Buddhist insights for sure. But they also can be very practical. And I offer them as sort of a supplement to the utter radical simplicity of just noticing the breath, noticing when the attention drifts, coming back. Thank you for your attention today. It's good to practice with you. If you need to pee, please do so. There's no need to wait. The meditation is over. See you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.